Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel is the third in a series of Mishnayos listed in the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, and like the last two Mishnayos where Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa taught us that Torah in and of itself is not an end, but Torah requires that Yirah Shemayim be connected and preceding it. And then in the last Mishnah we learned that Maisim, that one's actions indeed should also excel and exceed one's Torah study. And in this Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Gimel, we see the same statement and a different plane, again from Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who haya Omer. He taught, Kol shiruach habrios nochehemenu, ruach hamakom nechehemenu. One who is pleasing to his fellow man is pleasing also to God. V'chol shein ruach habrios nochehemenu, ein ruach hamakom nochehemenu. However, one who is not pleasing to his fellow man is also displeasing to God. And some of the Mefarshim, the Bar Tanura, and other Rishonim explain that this Mishnah is based on the precedent of Ahuv Lemala Nechmad Lemata, or Nechmad Lemata Ahuv Lemata, which means that if you're beloved above, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with you, then you're pleased below as well. That's to say that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees an individual looking out for others, helping his fellow man, and appreciating the eyes of his fellow, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is pleased with you as well. Let's try to understand what this means and what's the connection between an individual who is pleasing to his fellow man is pleasing to God. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota, Daf Yudalam and Aleph, the Pasuk states, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, we should follow in the ways of God, and asks the Gemara, V'chi Afshalo L'odom L'halech Achar Shechina, could man really cling and follow the Shechina? How is that possible? How do we understand the Pasuk, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you should follow and walk after God? It's impossible to follow the Shechina. Isn't God an all-encompassing flame? How could we follow God? Answers the Gemara in the Rambam, quotes this halacha, one should follow in the midos, in the characteristic traits of God. Mahu balbish arumim af ata halbesh arumim. Just like God clothed the naked, so too we should clothe the naked. Ma'akrosh baruch hu mevaker cholim, af ata baker cholim. Just like God visits the sick, so too we should visit the sick. Ma'akrosh baruch hu mekaver meisim u'menachem aveilim. Just like God consoles one who is in pain, who is suffering, and who's mourning, and buries the dead, so too af ata cover meisim. We too should comfort a mourner. We too should help bury the dead. From here, what you see is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you're being like Him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with you. If you help others, if you're mevakir cholim, menachem avelim, mesameach chasan v'kala, if you take care of others, you look after others, then you're like God. We all want to be with people who are like us. And Kaviyachla HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that if you do the things that I do, if you spend your time the way I spend my time, if you're mevakir cholim, if you're menachem avel, if you're mesameach chasan v'kala, if you're mekaver meisim, that's my business. That's my job. I want to be connected to you. I want you to follow me and I will follow you. Thus, there's a perfect synergy and it's an unbelievable connection, correlation, and shidduch between man and God if man is like God. And that's who Avram Avinu was. That's who Yitzchak Avinu was. That's who Yaakov was. All of the Shivaroim, all of great Gedolei Yisrael imitated God. And that's our goal in this world, is to be like Hashem. And if we're like Hashem, Hashem says, I want to be with you. That's the first understanding. But there's a second understanding, a second Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Pevav Amanav, quotes another pasuk in Dvarim. V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. You should love God. What does that mean? You should love God. She'eshem Shemai Mis'ahev Al Yodecha. That the name of God should be beloved because of you. What does the Gemara say? Sheikore v'shonim eshamesh talmidei chachamim. One who studies and learns and apprentices Torah scholars. V'emaso matana benachas. And you're honest and fair and decent in business. Mahabrios omros love. What is the world? What do common people say about such a person? Ashrei aviv shalamdo Torah. Praiseworthy is this man's father who taught him Torah. Ashrei rabo shalamdo Torah. Praiseworthy is his rabbi who taught him Torah. Oy lahem labrios shalom. lamdu Torah. Woe unto those individuals who never studied Torah. Because look at this man who studies Torah. Look how good his ways are. Manoim drachav, kama misukani maisav. How good and how pleasant are his ways. This is who I want to be like. Therefore, God says, if you act honestly in business, if you're kind, if you're nice to your fellow, if you treat others honestly, properly, and appropriately, and you're a Torah scholar, and you're a Torah student, and you have a father who taught you Torah, if you have a Rebbe who taught you Torah, the whole world is going to want to teach Torah. Therefore, you're being Mikadei Shem Shemayim, and Hashem says, I want to be with you. I like you. You're an advertisement for my Torah. You're an advertisement for this world. You're a person who I need to keep close to me. But Chalila, the Gemara says, and continues, somebody who studies and learns and apprentices Torah scholars, but he's not honest in business. It doesn't speak pleasantly with others. Mahabrios Amrosalov, what do the world and what do individuals say about such a person? Oh, hilo leploni shlam Torah. Woe unto this person who taught him Torah. Oy lo laviv shlam do Torah. Oy lo lerabu shlam do Torah. Woe to his father and to his rebbe who taught him Torah. Ploni shlam Torah. This person who sat in yeshiva learned in kolel. Ru kama milku kol imayasov. Look how indecent and wretched his actions are. Kama michuar. And how disgusting and revolting are his ways. The all of a cuss of Omer, a pasuk says in Yecheskel about him, look at the Torah and look at the type of person that the Torah and God produces. And Hashem says, you've been mechalel shem shemaim. You've embarrassed me. You've disgraced my name. I'm not interested in you being here. And thus, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Kol shiruach habrios nochehemenu. If people find you pleasant, kind, nice, caring. Okay, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, Ruach HaMakom Noach Emanu, I'm proud of you because you've been Mekadesh Shem Shemaim. You're connected to me. I want to be with you. I want to be like you. This is a team that's supposed to get together. It said in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that a person who's learning and is engaged in his learning and closes his Gemara to do a chesed, it's as if his Gemara is still open. But somebody who has the opportunity to do a chesed, and when his Gemara is closed, he opens it up, it's as if his Gemara is still closed. Because the goal of the Torah is to help somebody else, is to use your Torah knowledge to uplift somebody, to make somebody feel good, to help somebody, to lend a helping hand, and to be there for another person. Then we're being like God. Then we're being Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. Then when we're doing that action, our Gemara is still open. But Chalila lo aleinu, if a person has the opportunity and doesn't do it, it's worthless. As it's well known, the great Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman Liadi, was studying in the same room, in the same area as his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the baby was crying. And all of a sudden, the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, got up and soothed that baby and took care and coddled that baby and comforted the baby and was able to put the baby back down to sleep. And after he put down the baby to sleep and the baby was comfortable and sleeping, he turned to his grandson and said, why didn't you get up to help the baby? The baby was crying. The Tzemach Tzedek said, I didn't hear anything. I was so engrossed in my learning. And the Balatanya said back to him, somebody who doesn't hear a baby crying because they're learning Torah, they're not learning Torah. The Torah is supposed to change a person. The Torah is supposed to enlighten a person. The Torah is supposed to inspire a person to be able to look and to hear and to see something that nobody else can see. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing we see and hear about him, Vayar b'sivlosam, he saw the pain, the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, that's what he stood for, and that's his epitome. Thus, if we're learning and we're studying and we're helping others, we're fulfilling the goal and the reach of the Torah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ruach HaMakom Noch HaEmanu. Ah, that's the person I want to be with. That's the person I want to be connected to. But lo aleinu chalila, if we don't hear the baby cry, and lo aleinu, if we're disgracing, embarrassing, b'mechalal shem shemaim, then what have we done? It's as if our Gemara is still closed. Let's use these three teachings, Rabbi Hanina Mendoza, from Sunday, from Monday, and from today, to rise our level, to appreciate what our Torah learning is supposed to do to us, to change us, and to make us better and stronger, greater Yer Shemaim, more love of fellow Jew, and helping others in a stronger, more powerful way. Then we're fulfilling the Torah, and then the world says about us, Ashrei Aviv Ramdov Shelamdo Torah. Have a wonderful day.